It's a morning show on the Ideas Network. A sliver of land in Marathon County marks a unique place in the world. Coming up, we discover what makes this spot a draw and learn about the lore that connects Wisconsin to the other side of the globe. But first, it's our fall membership drive. Your support's the foundation of funding for WPR programs. In fact, it's the single largest piece of what makes the Ideas Network possible. So we'll get back to that guest in just a minute, but right now we'd like to ask for your support. I'm Michael Arnold here with Gene Purcell to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 7 more pledges in just the next 25 minutes, which puts us in good shape to make our goal by the time 7 o'clock rolls around, but we'll need you to get it started. And as an added bit of incentive, it is 2 Sock Friday right now. So back by popular demand, you'll get 2 pairs of the WPR socks that you've heard so much about when you give $10 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120. Your gift right now is important because when you give, you support the programs that you rely on every day.
And it's fascinating. We've never seen people so excited about socks. I don't understand. I understand. They're actually pretty cool socks.
Winter is
holding on to a pair of them right now. You can't hear them on the radio, but I am holding on to them. And thank you if you've already given, but if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Earlier in the hour, we heard John Munson talking with a guest about cooking and about how to make those meals in the last minute and how to do it efficiently and still have it taste.
In one pan.
In one pan. So it's efficient and it's clean. And this is the kind of topic we cover every day on the Ideas Network, whether it's something like how to prepare food, where's that special spot in Wisconsin. Yesterday, for example, we brought you the Brett Kavanaugh hearings throughout the day. We bring you news and information that really makes your life better. And it's all because Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported. And that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and every other hour possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take just a few minutes and then make your pledge.
Let the world know you're a WPR fan when you wear those cool new WPR socks. Today, backed by popular demand, we had people begging for another 2 Sock Friday. So, you know,
here it is.
You ask, we receive instant request. You'll get 2 pairs of WPR socks when you give $10 a month or more. Have to do it today. It's not going to happen any other time during this drive, so now's the time to make a one-time gift of $120 or $10 a month.
Your gift supports the programs that you care about here at WPR, and you get the stylish and comfortable socks as our way of saying thanks. Show your support for WPR on this first last Friday of our fall membership drive, and you'll get not one but 2 pairs of WPR socks. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I like to listen to WPR because it informs me, enriches me, and also kind of challenges me. It's just wonderful. I listen the minute I wake up on the way to work, when the work day is done, in the evening, and we even have the radio on for our pets during the day. I became a sustaining member, first of all, because of the convenience. It helps me be a part of WPR in a significant way because it's ongoing. It's a way to keep the mission going, and my small part, I think, plays a part in that. I'm David from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Join sustainers like David right now by making a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Michael Arnold here with Gene Purcell. We're raising money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. If you pledge $10 a month this morning, you'll get 2 pairs of socks, not one, 2. No matter what you pledge, we appreciate and count on your gift.
We absolutely do count on your gift, and we're asking that you make a contribution today, but at the same time, we're also asking that you give an amount that's comfortable for you. So a lot of people give $10 a month. Some give $100 or more every single month.
Whatever the amount, we'll use it to support the programs you enjoy. It only takes a few minutes. If you make the call, the person on the phone will take just a few minutes to talk to you. If you go online, it's actually great because you can take as long as you want. You don't have to talk to anybody. Maybe you haven't had enough coffee this morning. So that's a great way to do it too. WPR.org is how to do it online. If you want to talk to a nice person this morning, have a good conversation, 888-202-2552. And thanks.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. A park in Marathon County marks a spot of geographical significance, a halfway point between the equator and the North Pole. In this edition of Wisconsin Weekend on the Morning Show, we learn more about the space and about its history. Have you visited this park? What was it like being there? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is the email address, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. My guest is Richard Barrett, Executive Director of the Wausau Central Wisconsin Convention and Visitors Bureau. Richard, good morning and welcome to the Morning Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
The Marathon County 45 by 90 Geographical Marker Park marks a unique place in the world, not just in the state. Tell us about the significance of this spot.
Well, it's kind of unique because there's actually four quarters of the world, and two of them basically are located in oceans down in the southern hemisphere, and the other is in the mountains of China. So in Marathon County, we have the only accessible 4590 in the world that you can actually go out to and actually stand right on the spot if you want.
Wow, that's really interesting. Are visitors able to visit other spots? I mean, you know, do you know somebody who's been to the one in China? Obviously, we aren't going to be going under the ocean to visit this. I suppose somebody in a submarine might have sailed over the spot, but the one in China really hard to get to?
Yeah, I think it's pretty high in the mountains. I'm not really 100% sure on that one, but it's pretty up there. So, and unless you hold your breath real well, you're not going to see any other one.
Well, either way, I guess. So how big is this park, the one in Marathon County?
Well, right now we're touting it as the skinniest park in the state of Wisconsin. It's basically 20 feet wide by about a quarter mile long. What we did this in the past, in 2017, basically a good group of the Marathon County employees and I got together and we said we got to build a park out there because we were holding our first ever International Wisconsin Ginseng Festival. And in China, they feel that 4590 has some mythical reason why the ginseng grows so well in Marathon County. So we said we got to try to see if we can get something out there so people can actually visit it. Prior to that, there's a real small parking lot, held about six cars at the time, and there's just a sign up there that says, look into this cornfield, about a quarter mile into the field, and that's where the 4590 is. Well, the county was great. They got a hold of the landowners, and they gave us the access to build a path out to the 4590, and then they built a little in-ground monument there. So it's basically a crushed rock path out there, so you can go out there. Hopefully, I think wheelchairs and everything can get there as well, but it's a little rough yet until it actually gets packed down good. There's benches out there on the way out, so you can rest on the way out to it, and it's just a kind of a neat little place now, and it is just amazing how many people go out there.
So when did you first hear about this 4590, this exact spot, one of the corners of the earth?
Well, I've been with the Convention Visitor Bureau living in this area for quite a while, so I knew about it, but yeah, to be honest with you, I never really cared much about it going out there at the time until we basically found out the purpose of it, and we actually built this park. It is really, when I say a park, it's basically a thing that you can take your geo thing and then and actually get right on the spot for the 4590. And it's kind of a neat little thing. I always joke around, hey, I'm being pulled by both directions now when you're standing on it, but it doesn't happen. I just used that as kind of a joke when I was out there with the ribbon cutting about a little over a week ago.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned a Chinese connection earlier, and that they say that this spot is good for growing ginseng. Well, there's a lot of ginseng grown in the Marathon County area. Have you had visitors from China who've come to see this spot?
Yes, we've had thousands of people over just in the last month or so because we had the International Wisconsin Ginseng Festival. We've had people, about over 1,000, that came from all around the world to visit Marathon County. A good majority went out there with our tours and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it's fairly well thought of. You know, 95% of all ginseng that's exported out of the United States comes from Marathon County.
That's amazing. We are talking about the skinniest park in Wisconsin. Dick Barrett is the executive director of the Wausau Central Wisconsin Convention and Visitors Bureau. So this was a real community effort to make this park happen. How have people responded since it was since the park was open? What do people think about it? Is it attracting more tourists to the area?
Oh God, yeah. Prior to building the park in 2017, first of all, it took us basically about 9 months to raise the money and build it. I mean, it was phenomenal because everybody just jumped in and said, hey, we'll do this, we'll do that. Just tons of in-kind service to get it put together, and especially from the family that lives out there. They were fantastic. Prior to the park, the CVB used to have approximately 300 to 500 people a year that would go out there and just say, hey, they're out by the park and that come in. At that time, we gave a little coin away that they would get as a member of the 4590 Club. That club was started back in the 1970s, and by actually a tavern that's out in the Ponikowski area that basically said, hey, you went out there, you signed this book. Well, they gave us the book back probably in the 80s or 90s, and then at that point, we continued having this going on. Since then, since the park has been built, we were averaging about 500 people a month going out there, 12 times what was going out there. And this past month, we're on a record pace right now of having over 1,000 people have gone out there. So, and they're coming from all over. The book that you sign has, we have little tabs on everybody in different colors from all around the world that came to visit it. And people are amazed at how many people from around the world have come to Marathon County. I mean, it's hundreds. And then quite a few people from all around the state of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and all around the country as well come to visit. So right now, I think I'm going broke because we developed a new coin as a member. It's actually a symbol of the 4590 itself, the coin is. And it seems to be a pretty good attraction.
So if you go there, you can get one of these coins?
Yeah, you go out there, and then you come down to our office, and you sign the register to book that you are now an official member of the 4590 Club, and you get a coin. We call it a coin or a medallion, you know. It's made out of copper.
I would think that the park would be a great attraction for people who like to take selfies, because you could stand on this corner and take a picture of yourself and post it on social media and say, here, I'm standing on one of the four corners of the globe.
Yep, that happens all the time. In fact, we have some photos I think we gave the radio station, so they'll put it on your website so you can actually see what it kind of looks like. But we have a lot of people go out there just to relax because you're out in the country. It's real relaxing out there, and our local area, Wausau Tile, donated the park benches out there so you can actually sit down, take a break, and let's say watch the birds or watch nature go by. I mean, you are out there in the country in this beautiful field. This year they have soybeans planted all around it. I was wondering when it's going to be corn. If you're going to be like in a maze, I don't know. But it's kind of cool.
So you mentioned a coin, but I mean, I would imagine that there's some other merchandising opportunities here as well, T-shirts and whatnot that you could be a member of the 4590 Club.
We are looking at that right now, trying to get some T-shirts made up and that, so people can have, so they can actually say they're a member with a shirt and that. We have not had it in the past. So, I mean, this is relatively new, and we never realized that it was exploding this big. It's really kind of a unique thing. When you get, even on the average of 500 a month, that is phenomenal. We never thought it'd be. Now it's easy to get to. The county put some signs up off of Highway 29 and County Road M, which you go north and just follow the signs right to the park now. Before, it was a challenge even to find the park.
So probably needed a GPS.
Yeah, you probably, well, GPS actually took you someplace else.
It often does.
Yeah, so it was kind of neat that we finally got signage out there to get that done. The county really stepped up and did their part. I think everybody did in the whole community.
So what do you think would have happened to this area if you hadn't built a park on that spot?
It would just be farmed over, just like any other piece of land around the state of Wisconsin. So just that it has a significant part. What's kind of neat is the Galecki family owns the land up there. Basically, this is their grandfather always wanted to do something out there to make it a park or something that people could come out and take a look at it. So in reality, we basically helped fulfill a longtime dream of an individual that really wanted to everybody know that this is where the 4590 was.
And what, talk about what the value is of having a park like this in your region, and maybe expand that to what, you know, what's the value of having this in Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, it's the only one in the world. So that makes it kind of unique by itself. It's something that you know, you can say you went to. Is it going to be anything rewarding? Are you going to feel anything? No. But you're going to have a self-pride that you actually visited something that the only place you can ever go to or see this or feel this or experience it is in Marathon County, Wisconsin.
Tell us again how we get there.
Well, it's real simple. Let's say you come up I-39 from the southern part of the state or northern state, come down Highway 51 and go west on Highway 29. It takes about 15 minutes just past Edgar. You'll hit County Road M. M is in Mary. Mm-hmm. And you turn north. And it's about 2 miles north of that, and you'll hit Highway U, and you'll go east, probably about a mile, and there's a sign on Meriden Road, and you'll go north of Meriden Road, and it's about a half mile down the road.
Okay.
On the right-hand side.
And we can probably look at some of this on the Wausau Central Wisconsin Convention and Visitors Bureau website, too. I'm sure you've got a link there that shows us where it is.
www.visitwausau.com.
All right. Dick Barrett, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, and please stop by if you go out there. I'd love to give you one of the coins. I have to reorder again, though. It's
okay.
Unbelievable how fast I got to reorder these coins.
Well, it won't be today. thank you so much for being here. I'm John Munson. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Good morning. I'm Gene Purcell, here with Mike Arnold. As a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting when you tune in, and that is all thanks to your support. It's because listeners provide the single largest share of funding for WPR programs, so when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you're the one who makes this program and everything else you hear on WPR possible.
We're making great progress on our pledge goal this hour. Thanks to everybody who has pledged so far. But if you haven't, today is a special day. Again, backed by popular demand, it's two pairs of socks Friday. So for $10 a month pledge or $120 one-time pledge, you get not one, but two pairs of WPR socks, which are very comfortable socks. They're also really good for hand puppets as well.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do a sock puppet, they're perfect for that. So make your pledge now and give your gift. But you're not giving for the socks. You're giving for the programs that you rely on every day from Wisconsin Public Radio. You know how important this station is for you. You know that listener support is the way that this radio station exists. That's why you're supporting now. You can get the socks, but you also get the great programming, too. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, here on the Ideas Network, we cover an awful lot of ground, from current events to Wisconsin. And, you know, one of the things you learn here on the Ideas Network is about places in Wisconsin that you might not have heard of before. This park in Marathon County, I've been to Marathon County many, many times. I've lived in Wisconsin my whole life, and I've never been to this park. Now I know about it because of Wisconsin Public Radio, and I hear things like that all the time here on WPR. WPR is listener-supported, and that means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you're the one who makes this hour and many more hours of programming possible. So we're asking you this morning to choose an amount that works for you, take just a few minutes, and then make your pledge.
And, you know, there's so many things in life that have a price tag, and you have to pay a certain amount for them. And the great thing about making a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio is that you get to decide how much you give. Put a dollar amount on it and make a pledge. Maybe your gift is $100 or $200 a month.
That's right. That might be what you pay for cable or your family phone plan. And listening to WPR is something you do every single day. So, yeah, we are asking you to actually put a value on it, like the other things that are important to you in your life. And you can do that at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Thank you. This fall membership drive, ask for your pair of WPR socks, and you'll get not one, but two pairs of WPR socks. They're just the thing your feet are looking for. They're cotton, warm, and stylish.
If I had an extra pair of WPR socks, I'd probably give them to my mom. She likes things that has kind of a meaning and a purpose behind them. So I think this would actually be a gift that she really enjoyed.
I might try to stick them on my dog's feet to see if it would help Toby walk through the snow. But I don't know, they're probably too big for that.
It's up to you. When you give $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120 today, here's how.
I'm just picturing the dog with the socks on his feet.
And Steve's dog has really short legs, so I don't think it would work. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Michael Arnold here with Gene Purcell, and listener support is the single biggest source of funding for WPR programs you rely on. That's why your support during this fall membership drive is so important. It is two pairs of sock Friday, so you can take advantage of that if you give $10 a month, but whatever amount you pledge is really the right amount. Just make a pledge.
And you know, if you're anything like me, WPR is probably a preset in your home, definitely in your car, and chances are it's probably a preset in your home and your car, and these days your smart speaker also knows what to do when you say listen to WPR. We know that you listen to WPR a lot, and that means it's time to become a contributing member.
Help pay for the station that you listen to so much, that you spend so much time with. Don't take it for granted. This radio station is an important part of your life. And make the switch to go from somebody who listens to somebody who listens and contributes, somebody who's investing in this continuing education that you get from Wisconsin Public Radio, this continuing connection that you get from people around the state. You can start with a pledge or $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I know what you're saying. You're saying, you know, I'm going to support the morning show tomorrow, but you know what? Tomorrow is Saturday. This is the last Friday of the pledge drive, so now is the time to support us. WPR.org or give us a call at 888-202-2552. And thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.